Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good afternoon, Chicago. I am David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. Congratulations, Cats football. Great win over Rutgers. On today's show, we've got Igor Mrock, Mr. Floor. We have Tom Becker from Peerless Fence, Stephen A. Leahy, Open Tax Resolutions, Jill Van Riet from Compass Realty, and all your calls. 312-981-7200. The MegaPros call, text, and photo line are open, and we're ready to answer all of your real estate questions. But first, Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
Welcome, everybody. We're on till 5:30. We're going to take it all the way up to Blackhawks hockey. I feel like a sports sandwich, like an Oreo filling. Northwestern football up to Chicago Blackhawks hockey. Igor Mrock, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, David. How are you?
I am tremendous. We have changing seasons, so we have changing conditions on our listeners' hardwood floors.
Oh, yeah.
We have this every single year. And we're going to get the questions, why are there gaps in my hardwood floors? What's going on? How come my floors aren't working? There's something screwed up with these floors. You're going to be talking about seasonality changes, right?
Absolutely. Very important topic this time of the year, especially with it being 40 degrees outside this morning, David. We're getting nice and cold already.
It was great. You know what? That first 40-degree day where you're just like, yeah. And then, like, in 6 months from now, you're going to be like, this really sucks. I want, like, 70 degrees again.
Well, but when it's 20, you'll be wishing for 40,
Well,
right?
Yeah, you're going to be walking around in shorts, and you'll think it's great. And then, bam, you'll think everything's coming. Then we get 6 inches of snow. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
They can give us a call directly, David, at 847-674-7500, or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
Tom Becker, Peerless Fence, you've got an unbelievable opportunity for our listeners who did not put a fence in this year, but we're thinking about putting a fence in, but haven't gotten around to it. You're going to be talking about more about that later on in the show. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number to reach you, buddy?
Best number is 630-584-7710.
You have inventory on the ground right now that our listeners could come to your shop and look at whatever they want.
They can go to any one of our 10 locations and buy it there.
All right. I drove down with this man. I'm already exhausted of him. Picked him up. I told him to meet me on the west side of Nordstrom's. I had to pick up a new suit. I'm losing all this weight. It's my daughter's bat mitzvah next weekend. And I said, meet me on the west side of Nordstrom's in the park, park in the parking structure. I'm going to go and get my suit, and I'll pick you up on the way out. Come out exactly 101, right? 101, I'll make up 1 o'clock. It's all good. We'll leave from Old Orchard. We'll be downtown, no problem. Hit some traffic. Come out, no Stephen Leahy. I call him, like, hey, did you get my text? Yeah, I'm outside the west door. Where are you?
Where I say, where you at?
Where you at? I'm at the west exit here, right? He's like, well, no. I'm like, where are you at? He's like, I'm on the Gulf side exit. I'm like, that's the south side exit. He's like, yeah, but you know, I don't know north, south, east, and west. I'm like,
that's not true.
I'm like, for love of God, east towards the lake. I mean, how old are you?
I'm a young 59.
Okay. Nice. Right, you ever hear that east towards the lake? Forget about it. I'm like, let's go.
Golf road, you know very well.
I know golf road very well. I grew up off of golf road. You're going to be talking about something very interesting that most of our listeners probably have absolutely no idea about, that's coming down the track like a silent freight train without the guardrails. And just tease us a little bit before we hit the break.
Well, it's really about your privacy, and that's what, and the IRS invading your privacy. That's what I'm going to talk about and what we can do maybe to stop it.
All right. And during the top of the hour, every top of the hour, I'm going to give an example of energy efficiency tips from ComEd. They couldn't make it in today. An energy doctor couldn't make it in today. But I've got three examples of how they were able to help listeners go through an energy efficiency audit on their home. Listen, I just filled up. I got 5 gallons of gas on the way down here because I was low. It's $20, What the hell? Like, where's my sandwich? I'm like, I thought.
Where's the coffee?
Where's the coffee and a sandwich? I'm like, it's like $3.80 a gallon. I'm like, where the hell did this happen? Right. I'm like, I just want to just get enough to get up and back because I don't want to be stuck in a car with Stephen A. Leahy waiting for the tow truck to show up. I'm like, $20 for 4 or 5 gallons? What the hell's going on?
You're going to drop me off on the west side.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Stay tuned. We got news, traffic, and weather. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're here till 5:30. Up to Blackhawks hockey. Exciting Blackhawks hockey. Looking forward to going to the opener on Tuesday. Igor Mrock is going to be talking about changing seasons. But first, I got a text message here, Igor, from a longtime listener, a longtime fan.
Okay.
I heard that a gentleman by the name of John Hazlitt is sitting in the hospital right now listening. Allegedly, he's got a bad back. I don't think it's a bad back. I just think he needs a break, and he's sitting in the hospital getting three squares, watching. He gets a remote control all by himself, and he gets to play with the bed up and down.
Nice.
Allegedly, he's going in for some type of surgery on his back. Again, allegedly. Still to be determined. I think he likes the sponge baths because now with the, you know, with the bad back, you got to get sponge baths.
It's the full service.
It's the full service. Yeah. It's like going in for, like, you know, an oil change, and you get your tires rotated, right, and your windshield wipers changed, and, you know, everything lubricated. Why not, right? 312-981-7200. So speedy recovery to our good friend Johnny Sr., John Hazlitt Sr. But let's talk about changing of the seasons, because when I first met John and his wife Barbara in their home in I think Rolling Meadows or somewhere in the west northwestern suburbs, it was snowing. Okay, that's the first time I met him. Like, it had to be 10-12 years ago, and they've been unbelievable loyal clients. Have done their son's loan to try to help their daughter out, and I've done their loans a couple of times. And the reason I'm bringing it up, because it was literally freezing out, it was snowing, and there was snow on the ground. And we're going to be in that type of weather pattern here within the next 6-8 weeks. Yeah. I mean, let's face it, Thanksgiving's around the corner, and that could be, you know, you could be outside throwing the football, sweating your rear end off, or you could be, you know, getting frostbite there. But and we've had Thanksgivings where there's been a couple inches on the ground. So
we've had Halloween when there was 2 inches of snow on the ground.
Absolutely.
You know, you never know.
Absolutely. So let's talk about what happens to hardwood floors. For all of our listeners out there, and what they should do, again, we have humidistats.
Yep.
Changing what your air conditioning unit to make sure that you reduce the gaps or gapping in your floor. So your dime, your dance floor. Explain what happens.
Yeah, and David, we've talked about this numerous times on the show, and you know, we've had a lot of clients call back and say, you know, how useful this information is. But you know, one of the things that happens in our homes as we transition from summer into winter is that we actually start to lose relative humidity. And what that basically means is it becomes less humid in the home. And the reason it becomes less humid is because we're now starting to fire up our heating systems.
Yep.
And our heating systems run to the point where they actually dry out the home. Well, when you start to dry out the home, everything in the home starts to lose its size. And what that simply means is all of the boards that are in your home and my home,
yep,
actually become a little bit smaller than they were in the presence of higher humidity. Why? Because you and I have talked about how wood flooring, and you know this, is hygroscopic. You remember we talked
word
about that.
Yes. Hygroscopic.
So what that means is wood floors will lose and gain size, physical size, in the presence or the loss of moisture.
Or shrinkage, right?
In essence, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. So it becomes physically smaller, creating a little gap between right. The boards.
Steve, not the shrinkage you're thinking about. Go ahead. Back to you, Igor.
I love listening to Igor.
So
I do.
So what generally happens in the winter is our phone starts to ring, David, with people concerned that they're seeing gaps in their floors.
What's wrong with my floor?
What's wrong with my floor? Why is this happening? What did you do
what
to my floor?
What did you do to my floor?
Right. So, you know, with all due respect, what we try to do is we try to educate our clients and radio listeners and anybody that's interested in trying to minimize those gaps in what to do to minimize those gaps. And what we recommend that people do is to actually pay attention to the relative humidity in their home. As the heat is on, you may need to turn up your thermostat or turn down the thermostat, but turn up the humidistat to actually raise the relative humidity to combat what the dry air is doing to your home.
What should it be? Because these smart thermostats now
yeah.
have the humidity level, at least in my new home, right?
Right,
that
sure.
It has the humidity level right on...
It displays it.
Right. Where should it be?
So you have to absolutely... The sweet spot for a wood floor, and this potentially even goes for doors, for cabinetry,
sure.
all of it. The sweet spot in the home should be between 30 and 50% relative okay. humidity. If you go below 30, in other words, if it's 10 below outside and the heat's been running for 2 weeks nonstop, and I walk into your home and I register a 12% relative humidity, I fully expect to see gaps in your floors.
Okay.
It's unavoidable because that's the floor's reaction to a low humidity environment. So what we can do is we can combat that by paying attention to the relative humidity reading
right.
on your smart thermostat or a small little thermal hygrometer that you could buy anywhere, and it'll tell you what the relative humidity is in your home. If you're under 30%, you're going to expect gaps.
And you should go down to the furnace.
And turn it on.
Turn up the
humidistat.
Increase the humidity in your home. And in the summertime, we decrease it.
Correct.
In the wintertime, we increase it to reduce the likability, okay,
yep.
if that's even a word,
yeah.
Of having those gaps. Because
that's
that
correct.
Moisture is going to leave your heart. What I learned from you over all these years is that hardwood floor is still a living, breathing. I know it's in planks and it's not growing as a tree,
right.
but it still has moisture in it.
On a cellular level, it
correct.
Absolutely still has moisture in it. That is absolutely true.
And if you don't pay attention as the homeowner or as a renter who has hardwood floors,
that's right.
you are going to see these challenges come up when you start kicking on the furnace and start jacking up the heat, which is coming. All right, let's
yep.
face it. 6 to 8 weeks, we're going to be walking around in winter jackets and hats and gloves.
It's going to be full on winter.
Right, if you're in Chicago. If you're in Miami, you don't have anything to worry about.
That's right.
But if you're in
That's
Chicago,
right.
brace for impact. We got 120 days of nonsense, which we know we're going into.
Yep.
And your house has to get prepared for it.
Now, the good news is, David, if you're incapable or unwilling to maintain that relative humidity,
you'll replace the floor.
Well, we'll happily replace the floor, but the better news is that it may just be temporary. In other words, those gaps may be temporary. So if you allow the floor to re-expand in the spring and summer months, the gaps go away until
right.
they start to think about returning the following winter if the same thing happens again.
But you're cleaning and the stuff's getting in the gaps. You're catching
yeah, you
your feet.
You should minimize.
Right.
Yeah, you should try to minimize.
Right. You're walking around your socks.
Correct. And it's unsightly. Nobody wants to see gaps in their floors.
Right. 312-981-7200. It's like the gaps in Stephen A. Leahy's teeth. You don't like seeing it. That's why we tell him not to like open up, like smile a lot,
because right.
he's got some major gaps.
I can't help but to smile.
I know. 312.
We love Steve.
We get a weird definition of love. 312-981-7200. Tom, we're throwing it over to you. Talk about fencing because you have an unbelievable opportunity for our listeners.
We do, but we also run into that same problem on fencing with the wood fences.
Sure.
Where, there you go.
You know, we'll put up a fence. It'll be tight board, and we'll get calls from customers a couple weeks later saying,
what'd you do with that fence?
Yeah, yeah. There's gaps that weren't there before.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, we snuck in the middle of the night and
what
did
that. What did you do wrong?
Yeah. What'd you do with that fence? Yeah. The fence you put up is crap. All right, we're going to talk more about that. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I want to put a special shout out. We're doing a contest for disabled veterans. Okay, listen to this. If you are a disabled veteran, you fought for us, so we're going to take care of you here. If you served in a branch of the armed forces, head to WGNradio.com/contests. WGNradio.com/contests and enter for the chance to win, listen to this, a home stair lift with installation from the experts at Access Elevator. Frank was in here a couple of weeks back, and this is what he and his company are doing. That's WGN.com/contests to enter to win a home stair lift from Access Elevator. We're going to announce the winner on this show on November 13th. Costs nothing to enter. You've paid enough. You served our country. If you're entering this, you're disabled in some way, shape, or form. So thank you for your service to our country. The sweepstake ends Sunday, November 7th at 11:59 p.m. So go to WGNradio.com /contest. If you know somebody within the Chicagoland area that's a disabled vet, please tell them to get off their duff and go to WGNradio.com/contests to enter for a free lift, which is awesome. So thank you to Access Elevator and our good friend Frank over there. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So, Tom, we're coming to the end of the season here. How late can you install fences outside?
We install all year round. Of course, when it gets, you know, below 30, we have to be a little bit more wary of the concrete curing up and being proper. But we do have a unique situation right now that we're offering out to people where if they can have a salesman come out, quote them a fence. If they want to lock it in for next year, they can lock in right now for an install after March if they want.
Sure.
Zero money down, zero interest, no payments for 2 years.
No payments for 2 years?
Yes.
So if they wanted to pay it off in 24 months with zero interest, they could
do it? Zero interest for 24 months. It's done and over with.
Did you guys hit your head or something?
It almost seems like that, but it helps us prepare for the next year so far in advance. It helps us be able to get the material ready. Sure. It helps us gauge what's coming up and put us in a good spot to start the year off with a bang.
Yeah.
And also knowing that the material we have coming in right now is going to be going right back out the door.
You have materials.
We have vinyl. We have wood. We have aluminum. We have steel. We have everything already on the ground in our West Chicago, our logistics center. Like I said, we have 10 locations throughout the Chicagoland area, Indiana, Ohio. So we have over 130 installers right now.
A lot of the challenges that we're hearing is this supply chain.
Yes.
Okay, to nauseam. Supply chain, right? It's impacted every one of our lives one way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
Okay, Steven likes like certain type of cereal that's made in China. He won't admit it. And it's on a boat someplace parked outside of Long Beach in L.A., and he can't get a special type of cereal that's made in China, and he's very, very upset because it comes with these little Chinese toys that he loves, and he's got a whole desk full of them, which I don't quite understand, but that's okay. But there's over 100 ships parked in the Pacifics waiting to get unloaded in the port of L.A.
We buy all of our material a year in advance.
Wow.
So we're sitting on $10 million worth of product right now.
$10 million worth of product.
Right.
So if our listeners want to come, and this is holiday season, we're already being told, but start Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa shopping now because you don't know if it's going to be there. I think what our listeners need to do is shift some things and start doing nice things for themselves, like taking care of their homes, right?
Absolutely.
And like home improvements, like we were talking about the hardwood floors, like we were talking about fences here. We're going to be talking about ComEd coming up about home efficiency audits that our listeners could do. Again, $3.79 in Skokie for gas at the mobile. Okay, yeah. So I put in 5 gallons. It was like 18. It was ridiculous, right? I mean, it was almost $20. And this time last year, I would have put in like 10 gallons of gas. For the same amount of money. Heating oil is going up. Gas is going up. Everything's going up. So if our listeners could put a security fence on their home and have 2 years, didn't have a chance to do it now for whatever reason, or they got busy.
Go to contract right now. They'll be the first on the list for spring. They can have it put in. Zero interest. They have 24 months.
24 months to pay. Where do they go to schedule an appointment and get more information?
You can go to peerlessfence.com or give us a call at 630-584-7710.
One more time.
Peerlessfence.com.
Yep. Phone number.
630-584-7710.
Hold that thought. Christine in Chicago, we have a quick question for Igor. Your floors are buckling. Go.
Right. I have the opposite problem in my wooden floors. They're buckling, not making spaces, and more so during the summer than during the winter.
Yeah.
What can I do?
So what that typically means is that you actually have a little bit too much relative humidity. So you potentially have You know, so for example, if you're not running your air conditioner at a certain temperature, you're not really dehumidifying the space in the summer. And if that's the scenario, then the floor will do the exact opposite of what we were just talking about, and that is it'll actually expand, and it will buckle, it will cup, it'll look like it's water damaged. But what you have to do is take control of that relative humidity in the summer by either running the air conditioner at a lower temperature, or you can actually just have a freestanding dehumidifier, maybe in the crawl space, in the basement, maybe even on the main level of your home, to take
some of that moisture. I do have one in the basement. I do have a dehumidifier running in the basement, but not on the floor where the flooring is. So do you think I should maybe get a dehumidifier and keep it upstairs?
Yeah, I mean, it would not be a bad idea. But, you know, one way for you to see if, in fact, you have too much moisture or relative humidity is to actually just check it, like we were just talking about, with an instrument.
And that instrument that you can pick up in any the hardware store is what?
It's called a thermohygrometer.
There you go. Christine, hang tight.
Thermohygrometer.
Yeah. Walk in.
Keep it under 50% is where you need to be in the summer.
Walk into that that hardware store today. Where's the thermohygrometers located? Just take control of it. All right? And hang on, Christine. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor hardwood cleaning product to take care of those hardwood floors. Coming back, Stephen A. Leahy's up, everybody. Brace for impact. And then we're going to pick up Diane from Chicago, also on the other side of the break. You're listening to Holmes and Holmes Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We'll take a quick break. Be right back. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Stephen A. Leahy's coming up in a minute here. Diane in Chicago has been on hold for a long time. She has a question for you, Igor, regarding engineered hardwood floors. Diane, welcome to the show.
Hi, David. Thank you. Hi, Igor.
Hi, Diane.
Yeah, my question is regarding the engineered hardwood floors. Are they maintained the same way as regular hardwood floors?
The short answer is yes. So if you have an engineered pre-finished or maybe even an engineered unfinished floor, once it's sealed in place, with polyurethane, and I don't know which format you have, but it really doesn't matter. You maintain them, in essence, the same way we recommend, obviously, our Mr. Floor Wood Floor Cleaner that you can pick up at MrFloor.com. Use the promo code WGN for your first order to try it. It's really great. It works on all types of hardwood floors. But, you know, that relative humidity conversation applies to engineered floors as well.
It does. Okay.
It does, yeah.
Very good. I appreciate it.
Do you have any other questions?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
You having any tax challenges? Because Stephen A. Leahy's here.
No, I don't. Sorry.
Okay, hang out for
you.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, Dan. Thanks for hanging out for so long.
Thank you so much.
Hang on, my friend.
Thank you for calling.
312-981-7200. Lots of things are happening that caught me by surprise. And Steve's been talking about it on his show on another station on Sunday nights, but something popped up on my news feed, and I read it about the pending legislation on deposits. Can you bring our listeners up to speed who might not be aware of what's coming down the track here in Washington?
Certainly. First, I want to say that Diane, our listener, she said you didn't have any tax problems. Even when people have tax problems, they'll tell you they don't have tax problems.
She just doesn't know it yet, right?
But anyway, I'm not saying she has tax problems. But what you're talking about, David, is this, and I think a lot of us have heard about this, bank statements. You know, is the IRS going to be able to get all of our bank statements? And then the question becomes, are they going to look at every transaction? And then the government comes back and says, oh, that's hogwash. We're not doing that. We're just looking for an aggregate number. And yesterday, the Department of Treasury came out with a memo, and in their memo, they gave it the example. Well, let's say someone put $1 million through their bank account, and they only reported $100 on their tax return. Well, that would raise flags, and we would go and look at them. And that's an extreme example, which is probably never going to happen. Right. The more likely example is, you know, you reported that you had $40,000 and they look at your bank account and you had $70,000 go through it. And that's, you know, so when they say, oh, don't worry, we're only looking at the wealthy. That's just not true. They're not, because this is all electronic. So when someone's what they call these 1099s. So right now your bank will send a 1099.
What is a 1099?
Okay, it's an information report, they're called. And in 2011 they really became prevalent, where anytime you did a transaction with $600 or more from a vendor, you were to send them a 1099. And the whole point of this is so the IRS can track how much money you're bringing in.
Sure.
And
to tax you accordingly.
That's correct. To make sure that you're reporting it correctly.
Right. If you're a business.
That's right. That's right. And okay. So if I had, if I'm doing business with a carpenter and I hired him and I did more than $600 of business, I'm supposed to send him a 1099 at the end of the year to let the IRS know, hey, I paid him $5,000 this year.
So wait a minute. If you hire a carpenter to come into your house.
Your business.
And you write him a check and he supplies you with an invoice because you did some type of build out in your office or whatever. So your business writes him a check for services performed. Now, what if it's a Tom and Sally Smith living in a single family home? He hires said carpenter, him or her, to come into your house.
Well, no, that's a different thing, right? Because that's not a business. So businesses are supposed to report and they call these inflows and outflows.
Okay.
Right? So the inflow and outflow. So again, now going back to the banks. Right now you get a bank statement, what's called a 1099 INT, for the interest that they pay you. Right? And this happened in 2011. They came out with these. Now there used to be a 1099 miscellaneous.
Yes.
And so if you were a 1099 employee, you got a 1099 miscellaneous. Well, that's changed. Now there's like 25 different 1099 forms.
Okay, but I want to go back to, because we have a lot of listeners who do the side jobs, okay,
yes.
who are carpenters, plumbers, very handy, mechanics, painters, whatever they do, they're very handy, okay, and they go out and they do these side jobs. $500 here, a G note there, $1,500 here, $750 there. They go into Tom and Sally Smith's home, and do work for Tom and Sally Smith.
Yep.
Tom and Sally Smith pay the contractor, him or her, whatever it is, $750. Okay, just write him a check for $750. Okay, the contractor then takes that and goes, deposits that in the bank, thinking, it's side money. I'm just doing this. I don't have a business. I'm just going out doing this because I'm hustling an extra 10, 15 G's a year. Thousands of our listeners fall in this bucket.
Yes.
Okay, under this new rule.
That's who they're after.
That's what I want to bring up. Okay, so this is why our listeners are like, well, this guy doesn't do anything to me. It doesn't have anything to do with me. Hey, listen, okay, your neighbor brings their car over because you're Joe or Sally Wrench, and you could fix an engine, and you like to go under there and fix things, and your neighbor's going to stroke you a check, or maybe Venmo, or maybe Quick Pay you. That's what they're going after.
That's exactly correct. Now, again, I'm not, when they say, well, no, we're not taxing all that. It's not going to increase your taxes. The answer is technically that's true, because what people don't realize is all income is taxable from whatever source you're supposed to report it.
Those listeners that are wrenching and doing the carpentry and doing the painting or doing the side jobs around are not reporting that.
Yes.
Okay. They're not thinking of how this is going to impact them. That's why we're talking about this. The IRS is proposing, right? They just hired how many new agents?
Well, they're talking about putting $80 billion into the IRS.
Okay.
$80 billion.
This is why it's important for our listeners to hone in on this and understand what's going on around
you.
Okay? Because you're going to stroke a check or Venmo or QuickPay or whatever you want to do, whatever the different options are, to pay them electronically, which is happening thousands, hundreds, millions of times a day right now.
Yep.
Here's an extra $500 for doing that job, $750 for doing that job. That person that's getting that dough thinking, oh, this is great. This is my milk money, right? This is my pop money at the corner pub. I'm going to take my gal.
Gas money.
I'm going to take the family out. I'm going to take my guy out. I'm going to take my gal out for a day. They're not thinking that this is taxable income. This is their play money. Okay, that no longer, if and when this comes down, is going to have a major impact on every transaction that you do over a certain amount of money.
Let me point out, Venmo, this Venmo, PayPal, that's already passed. That's already in the law. That passed in March. In the American Rescue Plan, they put this in. It used to be that if you did $20,000 in business and 200 or more transactions, they had to get a 1099-K. Now they changed the law. Now it's $650 or more.
So they could come in, the federal government anytime could come in and say, the bank sent us this 1099 because you made a deposit over $600. Explain what this is.
Okay, so this is what we're talking about, Venmo, and this is different than the bank, okay? Because the bank is your bank account. This is a third-party tax cash app, right? So that's a different thing, and that's where, but that's the same thing that's happening. But what you and I talked about this on the way down, David, in that what happens when you get a 1099 and you don't put it on your tax return, and this happens all the time.
Unintentionally.
So maybe you got a 1099 and you didn't get it in the mail, and so you didn't put it on your tax return. Here's the thing. The IRS got one. They got it electronically. They know that you got one, and their computer system knows that you got one, and they compare it to your tax return, and they say, you didn't report this. And then they send you a notice of deficiency that says, and this is where I think that becomes disingenuous on the government part by telling you, oh, we're not looking at every transaction. They're looking at the lump sum, but then they're going to look at the lump sum and say to you, well, can you justify this? Now they're going to look at every transaction. I got this from my mom. I got this from my...
Igor? So I'm just sort of listening to all of this, and it's pretty scary, actually, Steve. But as a homeowner, given David's example, I have no ability as a homeowner to issue a 1099 to you for painting my kid's room.
Sure.
Right? So how does that work?
Now, again, that's where they're going after your bank account. Right, so now if I'm making $10,000 or $15,000 as your example,
sure,
and I made $80,000, okay, yeah. So I make $80,000, but $90,000 went through my bank account because most people now they're checking. I mean, they get the check from their job; it goes direct deposit. So that's in your bank account. So now they say, well, wait a minute, you just reported you made $80,000, but okay, $90,000 went through your bank.
And you
why
have
is
to,
that?
You have to explain what. I just got something from 2017 from the state of Illinois. Hey, you declared this, you reported this, and you owe us this. So I'm like, huh? So I sent it to my CP. I'm like, hey, Tony, what's this? He's like, yeah, well, it's exactly what you said. It was a 1098, whatever you didn't get. I didn't have it on the return. It looks right. It's the state of Illinois. Stroke them the check, make them go away.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's going to happen more because you're going to have all of these transactions come down. And why are we talking about this on a home show? Because a lot of that stuff has to do with the home.
Exactly.
Right? You have a lot of workers come in. You have a bunch of guys and gals that put up fences.
Absolutely.
Okay? And they might be really good with their hands, okay? And a homeowner might say, hey, you know what? You're really good at doing that. Can you take a look at this?
Can you fix my deck?
Can you fix my deck? Can you come back on the weekend and take care of this? They're not going to do it through Peerless.
Right.
Right? Tommy or Sally, who's ever doing it, is going to call Mr. and Mrs. Jones and say, I'll tell you what, I'm free at 3 o'clock on Saturday. It's going to be a 2 or 3 hour job. $500, no problem, and I'll bring whatever I need. Boom, Tommy and Sally's going to stroke your worker a $500 check. Your guy's like, all right, let's go to dinner. All right, okay, family in the van, let's go. Now you got to report all that.
Yes.
Okay, and
when they tell you they're going after the rich people, beware.
That smoke
screen. Not against the taxes. I'm against the privacy and the reporting. This is where we got to watch out.
Are you promoting fraudulently not reporting your total income? No, I'm not reporting fraudulently reporting your total income. I'm saying if Tommy has got a side job and fixes something for $500, is that what we're getting down to? That Tommy can't go and get and take a $500 side job?
This is always the answer, right? Well, that's, and as I said, that's taxable income, and they're supposed to report it.
Yeah, okay. Give me a break.
I get it.
3-1, yes, and that's what WGN is coming to. 312, here on this show, that's where we're, so low that we're talking about it because we want our listeners to know what's going on. Yeah, God forbid. I'm sorry for upsetting somebody. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 708, you're so annoying. Will you get off the freaking radio? 530. So you got another hour and 7 minutes. 708. Thanks for listening. Listen, we're talking about this to bring it to people's forefront and to be aware. Because if you're that Tom and Sally doing the paint job and you get the $500 and you put it in your bank account or you get Venmo'd or you get QuickPaid or you get whatever the different things, and you don't report it because you're not thinking about it because you have no idea that this is coming down the pipe, you're going to get taxed on that. Okay, so just be prepared. to get text. That's all that we're saying. Listen, I pay enough in taxes.
I agree. And okay? I'm not telling people, as I said, every dollar you get from whatever source is income and should be reported. And that's just a fact. Okay. But a lot of people, as you pointed out, Dave, don't really understand that. I mean, who understands the tax law? I mean, I do. I'm a tax attorney. But who does? Who understands this stuff?
If you're that Joe or Sally Wrench who's fixing cars and you're getting Venmo'd, if you're going in and taking care of kids, watching them, doing daycare, cleaning a home and getting $100 Venmo'd into your account every single week, you get $400 into your account. Okay, boom, $400. There's an extra 5 G's a year. Okay, you're not thinking about it. You're thinking it's free money. You're going to get taxed on that. Okay, that's all that I'm saying. Right? That's God knows. I everybody should pay their taxes. I'm not telling anybody to avoid paying their taxes. Yes. I'm just bringing it to our listeners' attention because nobody is talking about this, and it needs to be talked about. That's all I'm saying.
I want to say it's about your privacy, and that's really why I'm on this. Yeah, everybody should pay taxes on every dollar you make. That's what the law says.
We're not skirting taxes here. We are educating our listeners as to what's about to happen that they have no idea is about to happen that's going to majorly impact what they're going to be expected to pay to the IRS. So just be prepared.
If I get a moment, I'll talk about the next scary thing. But we'll do that another time.
We got Aaron and Lindenhurst. She's scared enough. All right, Aaron, what's up?
I am a little scared. You freaked me out a little bit here.
Well, you're welcome.
thank you. So I opened a massage therapy business. I just work for myself. I'm an LLC, and I take Venmo as payment occasionally. It's a personal Venmo account, so I also use it for like regular stuff, like paying my friends back for dinners and things like that, or favors or whatever. I just want to make sure that like if I can separate, I know how to separate that at the end of the year because I keep track of it in my scheduling software. So I'm just going to report what I made through the business. But if I get audited or something, are they going to say, hey, what's all this that you keep sending money for salads and whatnot to my friends?
This is exactly why we are talking about this topic. And this is exactly why you're going to have to hold tight because I have news, traffic, and weather here, and Benny's giving me the look that I got to hit a break here, Aaron. So stay freaked out over another 5 or 6 minutes. And 7:08, we're down to about an hour and 33 minutes until we're off the freaking radio. So hang on, Aaron, 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. That's a MegaPost call, text, and photo line, and we're going to be back after these messages. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I've got a great way. I've got some testimonials here from a listener. I've got three of them. We'll do one at the bottom of the hour, another one at the top of the hour. This was an amazing experience. We're talking about ComEd's home energy efficiency, home efficiency audits, right? This was an amazing experience. This is from a Home Sweet Home Chicago listener. I have recommended this service to my family and coworkers. It was a very thorough and detailed evaluation of my home. We looked into all aspects, appliances, lighting, etc. We appreciated all the recommendations that were made and look forward to saving money in the future. Listen, I'm telling you, I put four and a half gallons of gas in my car for $20. Gas is $3.79 in Skokie off a Dempster. Steve and I were driving down. You need to look for ways to save money. Here's the way to do it. Very, very, very easy if you're in the ComEd service area. Go to comed.com/home savings, okay? Everything that ComEd offers, a lot of it is for free. Go to this website, comed.com/home savings. If you have a specific question for an energy doctor, go to this website, comed.com/energy doctor, and get all of your questions answered. I'm telling you, everything's getting more expensive. If you haven't noticed, your credit card bills are starting to go up. This is an easy, simple way to save money. Like this listener, quote unquote, it was an amazing experience. comed.com/home savings, or if you have a question for an energy doctor, comed.com/energy doctor. We're going to take a quick break. Erin from Lindenhurst answered to her question. She's a massage therapist. She's a little freaked out. We kept her on hold for another 15 minutes, so hopefully she's not as freaked out as she was before she called in. We're going to take a quick break, and be back with Aaron's questions after these messages. 312-981-7200, that rock star advice from MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement. We had a previous engagement tonight, so I think with a bottle of tequila, so we couldn't make it here. 312-981-7200. Aaron, the massage therapist, Stephen A. Leahy. We kept her on hold for over 20 minutes. She's still probably more freaked out than she was 20 minutes ago. So, Aaron, you're why we're talking about this, right? Rephrase your question real quick for our other listeners so Steve can answer it for you.
Okay, so I use Venmo to collect payments from clients when they pay me for massages. But I also use my Venmo account for personal stuff because Venmo has a business version, but that one's paid, so I just continued to use my personal one. Yep. And I was going to take the total that I collected from those massages out of my scheduling software and put it into my QuickBooks, so I'm paying on those rather than everything that goes through my Venmo. But if they look through my bank account, they're going to see that I'm occasionally paying people for things like lunches and stuff like that. I don't really take payments from other people other than massages, but every once in a while I do because, like, I'll buy somebody lunch or something like that. I just wanted to see how that worked or if I should just bite the bullet and get the business version of Venmo.
Steve?
Well, this is where it's going to come in because they're going to get a total amount of what you did if it's more than $600 from the Venmo. Okay, so then if you don't report it, now again, you're reporting your income, right? Whatever you, mm-hmm. what you're supposed to report. This other stuff you're not supposed to report, actually, now you have to report it, but you're going to have to show them this is what I reported. These are the transactions I reported in my tax return. These were personal, but I'm going to have to prove it, right? This is called substantiation. You're going to have to substantiate everything. And this is where the problem comes in. It's really about bookkeeping. So they're really putting this onus on everybody to keep such meticulous records, because if you don't keep good records, and I always tell people when they come to see me, when they keep good records, I always ask them, you've been audited, haven't you? Because those are the people that keep good records, right? Because before that, nobody really keeps good records. And so now the onus is going to be on you to prove what is and what is not a taxable event. And again, if you don't keep good records, you won't be able to prove it and you'll pay tax on it. So when they tell you, oh, no, you only have to pay tax on the commercial aspect, but you're already doing that. But again, the onus now is on you to make sure your records are up to date and everything that goes in and out is accounted for. And to be honest with you, most people don't do that. And it's just
you're going to have to start doing it.
We're going to have to do it. So that's why. And two years ago, they changed the laws to make our tax preparation easier, right? So they cut down. They gave us a larger standard deduction, and some people only have to fill one page out now. But now with this, it's going to be much more complicated.
Yeah.
And now you're going to go back to a very complicated tax return.
There you go. Hang on, Aaron. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, and don't drink it. Just use it. I know you probably need a drink right now.
I will not do that. You've straightened it out a little bit.
Here. Yeah, it's not a mixer.
Aaron, it's not a mixer.
It's not a mixer, Aaron.
Please don't use it in the massages.
Yeah, just don't use it on the massage. You can use it on the floor. Hang on, Aaron. Thanks for calling 312-981-7200. Here you go, Steve. Here's what our listeners are thinking about, okay? Is garage sale revenue now taxable income? Okay, hang on. We had $3,600 in sales deposited to our bank account because we're downsizing. So there you go. Okay, listener out there who's firing on me, and you can fire on me all you want. I love people firing on me. Bring it on. But so somebody does a garage sale, all right? How many listeners have done a garage sale and have reported that income?
Well, you know, then there's a question whether that's income or not, right? Am I selling my own assets for less than I paid for them, right? So I already paid taxes on something. I bought a bicycle. And I paid taxes on the money I used to buy the bicycle. And now I want to sell the bicycle.
Are they going to have to itemize everything that they sold at the garage sale?
It's going to be the questions are going to be raised. And so, you know, you better be able to say, well, that was my bicycle. Right. I paid $1,200 for it, and I got $100 for it now. And so that's not taxable income.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. The sale of in-home gigantic safes are going to take off.
I think you're right.
And that $3,600 that if you're that concerned about is going to go into the safe and not into the bank. And I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do with their income. Yeah. But, I mean, if you're – my buddy and I, Jeff Haleman, best friends, D&J snow removal. We would be out there 4 inches of snow.
Yep.
It was $5 for a sidewalk, $10 with the driveway. Okay, some days we'd come home back in the 80s with $200-$300, and we were loaded, right? So I got – we were 12-, 13-year-old knuckleheads going out for 12 hours a day cleaning driveways and sidewalks, okay? You think that I'm going to report it on the tax return if I'm 12, 13 years old and I got money going into my account? What do I know about that stuff, okay? So the sale of in-home safes, Steve, my prediction is, are going to skyrocket because people, once they figure this out, who don't want to be taxed on that money and doing the side job stuff, right or wrong, are going to put it in their safe and not in the bank in order to avoid it.
I just want to reiterate, it's about the privacy aspect. Do you really want the government looking at every dime that you get and questioning you about it? And they say, well, we're not going to do that. Absolutely, they are. Absolutely, they are.
Daryl and Aurora, you have a question for Steve.
Hey, guys, great show. I have my own business. I'm a one-man S corporation. I do cybersecurity, so I take, you know, contracts, and sometimes they're a year, sometimes they're short-term. And I have a separate business credit card. I've got a separate business bank account, and what else? So I keep everything very segregated between business and personal. And before I did that, I was an Army officer. I'm a West Pointer. I served military for 30 years.
Oh, thank you for your service.
And, yeah, it's a great country, and, we can get into a philosophical discussion on taxes, but I see both sides. I think you have to say what's drawing the line. In other words, if you do a short-term thing and it's a couple $100, but I think that's the key. It's like how many people are hiding several hundred, maybe even thousands of dollars worth of income, and they should be reported because, you know, nobody likes to pay taxes. On the other hand, who's going to fund teachers and police officers and retired military guys like me? So it's one of these things where you have to really be responsible. The privacy issue, I could see it, but it's also a matter of legal terms as well. But my question to you is, and I think I know the answer, but you guys can discuss it, what are the penalties for the state and local government agencies if you don't declare income appropriately? I'll get off the phone.
No, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning Park, Darrell. Thank you for your service. Go ahead.
I just want to say, you know, this is, we've paid for all of these. It's not, rather, do you really believe that if we give up all of our privacy that somehow your taxes are going to go down because they're going to collect more money from everybody else and so your taxes will go down? That's just not going to happen. And right now it's against the law. There's the Financial Privacy Act. It's against the law because Congress saw fit to protect our privacy from the IRS. You can give that up and we can collect more. Maybe we could collect a little bit more taxes. At what cost? What is it? What is our privacy worth? That's just a question.
Chris and Wheeling, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. I love your show. I have a friend, since we're talking about privacy, I have a friend who's planning on remodeling his home.
Is your friend by the name of Chris, and does he live in Wheeling?
No.
Okay.
No,
just
no. He lives elsewhere. And he's planning on making a series of withdrawals because he knows that anything over $10,000 gets reported to the IRS and the government. So he's planning on withdrawing enough cash over a period of time to pay for about a $40,000 remodel job. What kind of problems should he be concerned about with this new IRS stuff you're talking about?
Steve?
Well, first he should be, you know, that this is, it's already pretty much wrong to do what you're talking about doing, right? But this is what people do, right? And when we had a text, someone texted and said, hey, you know, this isn't right. I paid a guy $500 to do some work at my house and I didn't get a receipt from him because he's cheating. Well, why do you think he did it for $500, right? Because if he had to pay all the taxes and everything, he can't do it for $500. And so homeowners take advantage of this, and then the same people turn around and say, well, he's cheating. Well, aren't you cheating by helping him cheat because you're getting a better price? And the answer is obviously yes. So same thing with, you know, your friend. He could do this, and it's really not going to – I don't know if this – aspect will change anything because he's taking money out, and you're kind of mistaken in that it's not, you don't get the IRS doesn't get notice when I do something for $10,000 unless it's cash, because we buy $10,000 things all the time, and that's not really reported to the IRS right now. Only when it's cash is it reported.
What I meant was, if you make a withdrawal for over $10,000, yes, that gets reported.
If you take it in cash,
correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
So don't take it in cash. So take in smaller amounts if he doesn't want to get.
And we could go back on this, because if you do it under a structured thing, that's also got to be reported, and it gets very complicated. Okay, and because they don't want you to have cash. So that's just the answer.
Here's the text message that Steve was talking about, Chris. Well, it seems right to me, 309, seems right to me that these people pay tax on the money they're earning. I had someone do painting in my home this spring, and I received no receipt from them. They pay no taxes on that income. So what Steve's saying is that if they would have had to do that, that person probably would have had to pay about a quarter to maybe a half more.
Maybe double,
because that person would be reporting the taxes. We're not saying it's right or wrong, but if you're going to pay for something in cash and expect a discount, which most people do, right or wrong, right, that you better be careful, because they're looking at it. Hang on, Chris. We're going to send you Mr. Floor Cleaning Party. Let's bring Ted and Igor in. If somebody comes to you and say, I want to do a floor, okay, or I want to buy a fence, okay, what type of deal are you going to give me? And you quote them, say, $7,500. Right, for the floor, and $7,500 for a fence, whatever the number is, right? And that person is like, hey, you know, I got an envelope here. What if I pay you in cash instead of $7,500 check? If I stroke you, you know, a check, or I put in an envelope and I hand it over. Is there a cash discount? Igor first, then over to Ted.
So we don't offer cash.
Sorry, I'm losing my mind.
We don't offer cash discounts, David. So the implication with him saying, here's an envelope, mm-hmm, wink, wink, that means nothing to us.
Nothing to you.
Absolutely not. So, mm-hmm, you know, we're a legitimate business. We act accordingly. We report everything. Mm-hmm. So that's a non-starter for us. But that person is implying that if I pay you in cash,
sure,
can I get a better deal? Because maybe,
you're not going to report.
You won't pay taxes.
Exactly. And right. So everybody wins. Well, we don't do that. We don't, mm-hmm, play that game. Mm-hmm. But obviously people are constantly asking.
Sure. And what about you?
We hear it at least once a week. From
really,
people.
Tom?
Absolutely. What's the price if I pay for it in cash? It's the same price.
Same price.
Absolutely the same. And, you know, they give us this frown. They give us this look. They grumble under their breath a little bit. And then they end up, well, I'm just going to write you a check then. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
That's fine.
It doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't, because you're going to report it one way or the other.
Exactly. Absolutely.
It might be different if they were putting it on a credit card, because you get charged a 3% service. I know some businesses that are doing away with the credit cards, yeah, and saying, hey, you want to put on a credit card? No problem.
3%
we're
going to
put a 3% VIG on top of that, because we're getting hit for the 3%. Okay,
right.
Which I totally understand. The place to go to get my haircut. I know you're looking. I got a great haircut.
You do look handsome.
Well, thank you. I'm down to 1.5 chins now. But what the owner said was, no problem. I'm not going to suck on the 3-5%, credit card VIG anymore. And we're going to, you can pay cash, or we're going to charge you the VIG that the credit card processing company's charging us.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to come back. I want to talk more about your opportunity. I want to talk more about flooring with all the changes in the seasons. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to throw it over to Kevin in the newsroom for exciting breaking news. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. Steven, I have a side business. I dance on tables at bar and bat mitzvahs while... I know it's a little weird. They're 13-year-old kids, while making balloon animals. So if they like want a balloon animal, I'll make the balloon animal, and if they want an elephant, I'll dance like an elephant.
It's quite a picture in my mind.
It's a cash business, Steve. It's cash.
But you report it all, so it's okay.
I have to. I got to get a safe. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all the contact information. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Thanks for all the text messages, especially for those people who hate us and hate the show, especially me. Igor, let's talk about it doesn't matter how cold it is outside, you can still do inside jobs throughout the entire winter like you did in my house a year and a half ago.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. We operate year-round, David. It doesn't matter, you know, if it's winter, summer, spring, or fall for us. The biggest thing is really the inconvenience factor to the people living in the home. So, you know, now that people are traveling a little bit more and you know, going on vacations and such, you know, that's a perfect time for us to schedule the project. So if you're going to be gone for a week, when you were gone for a week,
yeah,
you know, we came in and we took care of your home that allowed you to sell it in 5 days. And
yep, it was 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago, December. Yep. My in-laws take the whole family on a trip every single year. Very fortunate to have that. I'm in the pool drinking my daiquiri. Steve calls them icebergs, which is disgusting. Not my daiquiri, my margaritas. Steve's got old style with the frozen margarita inside.
Awesome.
And he calls it. He calls it an iceberg. I call it disgusting. But that's a whole nother story. That explains a lot. There you go.
That's interesting. Okay.
So I'm sitting in the pool, Steve, with my SPF 50 and my Blackhawks hat on, drinking my margaritas because that's my go-to drink. And when I'm in Mexico. Anyway, that's my go-to drink. Yeah. And I'm getting text messages with pictures from Igor's lead guy who he sent down my home. Our home's completely clear. I've got five or six guys in there,
yep,
completely stripping down all of the wood because it was circa 2000, whatever, one when we moved in. It was, yep, a natural stained oak, right?
All worn out,
yep, with dogs, four dogs over 20 years and three kids and me and chairs scratching the kitchen floors. And yep, we had carpet going up the stairs that Amy Kite said, pull it out. We're doing this. And then, Steve, what we did, was I forgot that we moved walls when we moved into the house 20 years ago, and we put patches on the floor. So as Igor's pulling up the carpet upstairs, and I put in a closet where there wasn't a closet. He's like, hey, we got a problem. And I'm like, ah, son of a gun. And then he sent me pictures as I'm drinking my margaritas. I'm like, I'll have two more. And then he's like,
well, to be clear, we said, David, you have a problem.
I have a problem.
Right. We didn't have the problem.
And then some jamoke tells me that my floors were squeaking, that I should drill screws in, and that'll stop the squeaking.
You got some bad advice.
So what did I do? I destroyed perfectly good hardwood floor that I had to replace with new hardwood floor because they couldn't sand, and because if I did it, it would look horrible.
Full of holes. I mean, you drilled the poor floor to death,
yes, right?
And then you carpeted over it and forgot all about it.
Well, I didn't forget about it. I just didn't want to see it. But Amy said that hardwood floors sell faster.
Yeah.
And I'm literally, and this is what I want to get through to our listeners. I'm literally 2,000-3,000 miles away. I don't even know where the hell we were. I'm in a pool drinking margaritas, and your guy, unbelievable, is sending me updates every single day. From when he gets there, when the crew is there doing what they're doing, taking pictures of challenges that I quite honestly forgot, showed me the work, showed me the patchwork that he did, which quite honestly, you can never tell it was a patchwork because they did such an amazing job stitching in the new floor with the old floor. Yep. And they cleaned up. Tom, I'm telling you, they were in, they were out, and we came home. The house was done, right? It was dark. It was... You know,
the current color,
which is now dark.
Exactly what Amy wanted. I mean,
exactly, you know, what Amy, yep, wanted. Yep. Moved everything back. Sold the home in 4 days.
Yeah.
If our listeners are thinking about going on a break, this is something that our listeners need to be aware of because this is a service that you provide, and a lot of our listeners are traveling. If you try to book a flight now,
yeah,
in 2-3 months, and you haven't been booked, you try to get a hotel room. Forget about it. They're all sold out. This is a perfect time to have that work done.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, David, we're telling our clients to let us know their travel plans for the holidays now. Well, actually, we've been telling them that for probably the last month or two.
Sure.
Because those are the dates that go first. So when a client says to us, listen, Igor, we're going to be traveling between this date and that date in December for the holidays, we want our floors done during that time frame. No problem. If they tell us that in July, that date is booked and reserved for them.
Do you have openings at the end of the year for your crews right now?
We have some.
Some openings.
Yeah. So anybody listening that's interested, definitely we would encourage them to contact us sooner rather than later because those dates go first. Absolutely, they go first because those are the hot dates.
Do you go to Indiana?
We do go to Indiana.
How far into Indiana will you go? Will you go to South Bend, or is that too far?
That may be a little outside of our typical work range.
Munster, Valpo.
We've gone there.
You've gone there. Better, yes, be a big enough job.
That's the thing. It has to be, you know, a project that would make, right, sense for us to travel.
Will you go to Wisconsin?
We go to Wisconsin regularly.
You go to Lake Geneva, as far as Lake Geneva?
We have done projects on Lake Geneva for our clients.
Will you go up to Milwaukee, or is that too far?
We generally don't go all the way to Milwaukee.
Okay. So, like 50? Is 50 the cutoff?
Yeah, that's probably safe to say.
You know, north to I-50 or Highway 50, whatever it is, into Lake Geneva?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, for sure.
If our listeners want more information, how they reach you?
Please give us a call at 847-674-7500 or MrFloor.com.
And you sent me, I purchased the last time you were on, a cleaning kit, which I strongly recommend. This might be bad for, you want practical gifts? This is a practical gift. A mop that covered, what, 18 inches?
Yeah, it's pretty wide.
It's pretty wide. 18 inches of spray bottle, ready to go. I did my entire basement that is with that vinyl.
Yeah, the vinyl laminate cleaner.
The vinyl laminate. I did my entire basement in about 45. I've got a big basement.
Yeah.
In about 45 minutes, okay? It hadn't been cleaned since we moved in March. I went through it with the vacuum first, sucked all the garbage up.
Yep.
Took all the top surface off.
Yep.
Unbelievable. I went into my workout room. I got that rubber mat, you know, that black rubber stuff. So I went in there, cleaned it, spick and span. Great, great product. And I will tell you what I thought about, and I know it's going to sound stupid, but it's a great practical gift when you can't find the gift that you want.
Yep.
This might, I'm not trying to be a salesman here. It is an unbelievable product. It is cleaning in a box. It came with two mop heads. I did my gym with one because it hadn't been cleaned since I moved in.
Yep.
We had workers in and out of the back room that housed all the electrical and the sump pump and all that other stuff, whatever's back there. And I cleaned it for the first time, and it's like brand new.
And what was the question that I asked you after you finished cleaning?
How's my back?
Well, besides that, how's your back? How's your hip?
What did the what did the mop head look like?
Correct. And what was the answer?
And it was loaded up with the gook that came up from the ground.
Exactly. And the reason that it was is because we have certain technology built into our cleaning products, David, that allows dirt to be released from the floor. So we can physically transfer. We have bond breakers and we have surface tension release components in our products that will allow that dirt to be removed off the floor, transferred onto the cloth. And then the microfiber mops that pads that we send you, they're machine washable. You throw them in the wash, you're done.
So let me ask you, do I have to clean it every week or can I wait another 6 months?
You can clean it as needed. I guess a lot of it depends on how often you use
it. How often you use it. Right. And we will be using it more coming, but it's a great product.
Thank you.
We have 815. Why don't you just give one away of the cleaning kits? All right, sure. Hey, yeah, that's a great idea. We'll take it under advisement. 312-981. 7200-312-981-7200. Tom, you're going to be talking about your service department
and material we already have in stock.
And
our financing program.
And your financing offer, 2 years, same as cash. Order now for next year. Get on the books. And 0% financing for 24 months. I don't know how you pass
and
that.
And zero money down.
And what?
Zero money down.
Wow. So zero money down, 0% financing for 2 years.
Yep.
And you've got all the fencing in stock, so come March, maybe even this year. If they want to do it this year, you could still get it in this year.
They can still do it.
All right, 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. And we're going to pay some bills. Be right back. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You want to download podcasts or previous shows, go to WGNDavid.com. That's WGNDavid.com. Tom Becker from Peerless Fence is in. You received a ton of calls last time you were on.
Yes, we did. A lot of them were about our service department. People were really interested in the service department where they may have one or two broken posts in their backyard or a section of fence blew out.
Or a door is not closing properly and they've tried forever to try
gate,
to get it.
David, gate.
Sorry, didn't mean to insult you. Sorry. It's like calling Stephen A. Leahy something other than an attorney or a esquire. But so if the gate is off, they do it right.
They can call us. We've got a full service department. We can usually quote those right over the phone.
No matter who installed the original fence, right?
With the exception of vinyl fencing, we may not have the exact match, but we can usually adapt our own to fill their
so needs. If they went to a big box store, for example, right, or or a neighborhood fencing person who did their fence and they're no longer in business or they're not getting a call back or they bought it from a big box store and they sent Chuck in a truck out to do the job and they can't find Chuck anymore or his truck,
give us a call at the 630-584-7710. ask to speak to somebody in the service department, go over the problems. They may ask you to send them a picture.
Sure.
Text over a picture, email over a picture, and we can usually quote that right out.
And to our listeners who might not have a problem now, when those winds start kicking up, okay, and they're going to be kicking up, okay, I've lived in Chicago since I was 7 years old, all right? I know Chicago winters, all right? Stephen A. Leahy was born on the north side of Chicago 58 years ago.
Actually, it's the west side.
The west side of Chicago 58 years ago, and he's known, well, he knows more about winds than I do. I'm telling you, when the winter comes, when the winter winds come a-blowing, and that fence that's been on its last leg for the past 2, 3, 4 years, you're the guys to call. Well, obviously, in the middle of the winter, it's going to be a little more difficult, but to have your information ready when the thaw is in the spring, it's good to go.
We've got to two things. One, if it's just one section or two sections, give us a call. Our men are working all year round.
Really?
Service department can get that taken care of for you in the dead of winter. If people right now want to sign up, if they're sitting there looking at their backyard going, I really don't want to trash it this year. I want to kind of wait. I want to let's put something on the books for next year. We're already taking bookings for next year right now. We do have payment offers where if they're waiting till after March 1st, they can do a zero money down, 24 months financing at zero interest.
That's ridiculous.
For any type of fencing out there, for all residential products.
That's ridiculously great for our listeners is what I meant to say. It's ridiculous. I don't know how you make any money, but that's fine. That's your money. But you want to get
You said you were subsidizing it through your own personal income.
Right.
So I really appreciated that.
I'm so glad that I was mumbling over here. But the reason you guys are doing this is because you want to start next year. You want to get off with
a bang. We've already got, you know, almost $10 million worth of product on the ground. We've got 10 locations throughout the Chicagoland area. We do go up to Milwaukee. We do go into Indianapolis.
Do you really?
Yes.
Wow.
So,
will you go to South Bend, Fort Wayne, or is that too far?
That's a little bit. We do Fort Wayne. Yes.
Okay.
We will go into Fort Wayne. We also go into Cincinnati.
Is that offer good for our Hoosier friends?
Yes.
And our friends in Wisconsin?
Anybody that is signing up with Peerless Fence
has that same opportunity.
Correct.
So if you hear this and you're within your service area, you could get 2 years, no money down financing if you start the job now or after March.
Right now we're taking it for after March, but we do have some other financing offers that are out there right now if somebody needs it taken care of this year. And like I said, we work all winter long.
And you will service any type of fence no matter who put it in. Obviously, vinyl, the color might be more challenging to get.
Color might be a little challenging. Some of the supports might be a little bit different, but you know we will do our best to make it match as best as we can.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
They can go to peerlessfence.com or give us a call at 630-584-7710.
Got a quick one. Frank and Huntley, you got a minute. Go ahead, Frank, quick.
Okay, real quick, I got an engineered floor glued down onto a concrete base, and there are some glue spots on the floor. How do I get that glue off?
Sell the house.
Without ruining
No, I'm kidding. Hang on, Igor, how does Frank get glue off his engineered floor?
Very, very good question. It's a tremendous challenge, especially if it's a urethane glue. Those are very tricky to get off, and even when you do remove it, it can leave a little bit of a halo, a little haze behind. Just be very careful. Don't overly scrub that spot because you can
scratch.
You'll damage the finish. You'll burnish the finish, and it'll actually be dull.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
It's tricky. There are some over-the-counter products. Big box stores have them, but just go slow.
Well, let's send them a sample of your laminate floor cleaning product.
We could definitely do that.
Hang on, Frank and Huntley, 312-981-7200. We're going out, Steve. Remember this? A little Stevie Wonder.
Oh, boy, do I remember.
With your bell-bottom pants and your black loop shirt. You were cruising
Steve.
The neighborhood on your Schwinn bike with the banana seat.
The fastback.
With the fastback, with the shifter in the middle there. Yeah, with your baseball cards and the spikes. Yeah, the banana yellow Schwinn. You look good.
I don't think I ever told you about
with
that.
With the safety flag on the back because your mom was afraid to get hit. Actually, your dad took it off because he wanted you to get hit. 312-981-720. Take that flag off of Steve's bike. Let him dodge the cars. Make some tough. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 7200. I had a yellow Stingray. I look good, too. We'll be back after these messages. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's MegaPros Joe. Call, text, and photo line. 815. Cash is king for side jobs, Steve. So we have we still have our listeners chiming in as to their thoughts on side jobs. 312-981-7200. 630. So if let me get this straight. If my kids open up a lemonade stand and collect $400, do they need to report it? I'm just saying. This is we're letting everybody know what's coming down the chute. And for you to be ready for it, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 815 for you, Tom. Do you guys fix doors in Byron, Illinois? It's not a door, we just learned. It's a gate.
Yes.
So will you serve as fences?
Absolutely. Please give us a call at 630-584-7710.
Margaret in Oak Park, thank you for holding on this long. How can we help you? Margaret?
Hello?
Hello, Margaret.
Hello, can you hear?
It's easier when you're not on hold when I say welcome to the show, Margaret. Just wanted to see how long you would talk and say, how come nobody's talking back? So welcome to the show, Margaret.
How are you?
Tremendous.
I'm good.
What's going on?
I love your show. You make me laugh and I learn tons. this is for Mr. Floor. If I use a cleaning product, is there a certain machine I should use or brush on hardwood floors?
What type of hardwood floor do you have?
It's the original with the house. My house, it's an old bungalow. It's over 100 years old.
Okay, so the reason I was asking is because...
Those are hardwood floors.
Those are legitimate.
Those are legit.
I bet they're beautiful.
Thin slatted? What are those, the thin slats?
I don't know what you
How wide
them.
Are they? Are they like an inch and a half?
They're like maybe 2 inches, inch and a half.
Yeah,
so
the narrow slats.
The narrow slats. Yeah. Those are old school, baby.
Yeah, those are nice.
Yep.
Yeah. So the short answer is you don't really need a machine if you have a urethane or a polyurethane coating. So if you have 100-year-old floors, there's a chance you might have either wax or shellac or something from way back in the day. But... if they've been more recently restored or refinished or sanded, there's a good chance you have a polyurethane coating, which would mean you don't need a machine. You would just literally, you know, get our cleaning product. You'd spritz it directly onto the floor. You'd use a microfiber mop just to kind of wipe the floor down. That's it. That's the extent of it. And you don't really need to oversaturate the floor. The biggest thing we find, the biggest problem we see is that people use a bucket of water and a mop and they oversaturate their floors and they basically wind up destroying the coating and the floors begin to swell and delaminate and do all kinds of funny things. So right. Just a little bit of our Mr. Floor cleaner onto the floor. We have special technology that's built into the product that allows dirt to be lifted off the floor, exposing the polyurethane, letting the polyurethane do its job properly.
What have you been washing your floors with, Margaret?
You know, I don't know, something I get at Target. It's not Mr. Floor.
All right, well, you
but
know what?
But it's not water, I can tell you that.
There's only one Mr. Floor, Margaret.
That's right. And we're going to send you a sample, Margaret, so you hang on, young lady, all right?
Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Hey,
do you
have the plaster walls?
I sure do.
Oh, God, I love those.
That's a beautiful house.
It's an old bungalow. It's gorgeous.
So if an elephant got discharged from an airplane and landed on your house, the elephant doesn't stand a chance because your house would be in one piece after the elephant disintegrates, correct?
You got it. That's still standing after all these years.
We know how to build these houses here in Chicago, Steve. That's fine craftsmanship.
What you got?
That's your grandfather back in the day, Steve, building these houses. All right, hang on, my friend. Hang on. Oak Park, nonetheless, right, Steve?
That's City of Big Shoulders. That's kind of my neighborhood over there.
Kind of where you were almost born. Yeah, Austin neighborhood. Back in the day, right around the block. Over by the Jewels, 312-981-7200. If you're looking for ways to reduce your energy bills, you're looking for ways to save money, you're looking for ways to make your home more comfortable in the winter, this is a text that ComEd received from a listener. I'm a new home builder. I'm a new homeowner, and I really appreciated being able to pick the brain of a home energy assessor. He was super knowledgeable and extremely helpful in recommending future changes we could do to make our home more energy efficient. It helped me create a path forward in energy conservation. If you want more information about how to make your home more energy efficient, which will then in turn reduce your electric bills going through the winter, here's what you do. ComEd.com/home savings to learn all about the different type of savings opportunities that are out there. If you're a ComEd customer or if you have a specific question for an energy doctor, this is critical. Go to ComEd.com/energy doctor. New homeowner really appreciated being able to pick the brain of a home energy assessor. This is what's available to every single one of our listeners within our listening area if you're serviced by ComEd. Two websites, ComEd.com/energy doctor to ask your doctor energy doctor questions, energy questions to an energy doctor, and ComEd.com/home savings. We're going to take a quick break. We got, we're going to just do a little roundtable. I think Jill Van Riet's calling in with a appraisal challenge that one of our listeners had. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com, 815, Igor. So darker stained floor slash cabinets are more popular today, like in the kitchen. Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We were talking during the break. You had one. Igor had an energy efficiency assessment done on your home.
I did.
And what did you experience? Well, walk our listeners through what the audit is and that you had in your home.
Yeah, so it's really quite amazing. So they came out and they basically replaced my light bulbs. I got some new smart thermostats. They replaced shower heads. To a more energy efficient, water, conservation type shower head. I mean, we saw within the first month or two, I think it was 25%.
25%. Reduction in your bill.
Absolutely.
And they replaced all the light bulbs in your house.
It took them about 3.5-4 hours. They were in my house, crawling all over the place, doing, I just said, guys, just have at it. Just do whatever you do so that I am more efficient.
And your energy bill was reduced by 25%.
We're averaging 25% since then. And this is a couple of years ago they did this.
Wow. And then the thermostat, you said you went with the upgraded one. It cost you a couple of bucks, or they had not as high tech one that you had for it was free. It was part of the program,
I think. So I had a real basic one, the typical slide, the little thing on and off. So I got the electronic, like full on programmable smart thermostat.
Sure.
And I forget what at the time what the program was, but I paid a couple of dollars towards it.
Yeah.
They took care of the rest.
Really?
It was unbelievable. I can't say enough about it.
So for our listeners that are thinking about it, this is a great opportunity to reduce. You saw a 25% saving.
The best part?
Yeah.
Cost me nothing.
Cost you nothing. All right. So there you go. Go to ComEd.com/home savings to learn more about what Igor just went through and experienced in his personal home.
Very, very positive experience.
And also in businesses, we had it in our office. Our electric bill dropped by at least 25%.
Yep.
So if you have a commercial space, it's also good for that. Or go to, if you have a specific question for an energy doctor, ComEd.com/energy doctor. Jill Van Riet, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm tremendous. You had a listener by the name of Nate called you about a lowball appraisal. Can you explain to our listeners what was that all about?
Yes, I can. And this is just a cautionary tale for anyone who's been considering selling their home, possibly doing it on their own. This particular appraisal happened before I got involved, and listener of the show had to sell his father's home, and he lives out of state, so he had an appraisal done, and some appraisals are great, some not so much, and in this case, it was totally off, and that happens fairly often. So for people who are interested in selling their own home, it can really, really throw you off because an appraisal is definitely not the same thing as fair market value or what your house would trade for on the real estate market. So they're two totally different things. And in this case, the listener had an appraiser come out the guy didn't even get out of his car, I'm assuming, because he was off by like a couple hundred thousand, which is crazy. He didn't even notice that they had a shop on site or a large garage. He didn't factor that in. So the appraisal was garbage. And a lot of that online data, it's just, you know, word to the wise for anyone considering selling, it's not accurate. So whether you're having an appraiser come out, or you're looking at like what Zillow says your home is worth, or some other online valuation, they tend to be wildly inaccurate. And oftentimes people are under the impression that their house is worth more and then less, and then they don't know what it actually would sell for. Because again, what an appraisal says, or what a Zillow or another online valuation says, really doesn't have much bearing in today's market. So I've been just meeting with a lot of sellers lately that were considering selling on their own, and their numbers were totally off. So luckily for my sellers, they've been getting good news that their homes are worth way, way more. And in this case, our listener's home was worth a couple hundred thousand more. So luckily, he went with me to list it instead of doing it on his own, and he had a consultation, and I was actually able to show him the true value of his house. So I would just recommend anyone considering selling, it's good to do a valuation, it's good to get an appraisal, that's all fine, but definitely consult with me or a real estate professional who can actually tell you what your house is really worth.
Phone number, Jill.
224-772-4086.
One more time, my friend.
224-772-4086. People can call me or text me 24/7.
You have a great weekend, my friend. Thank you for calling in.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. 312-981-7200. Just want to mention this real quickly. If you're a disabled veteran, we're doing a contest for Veterans Day. If you're a disabled veteran within the Chicagoland listening area, service area of Access Elevator, go to WGNradio.com/contests, WGN.com/contest, and enter for a chance to win a home stair lift with expert installation from Access Elevator. That is WGN.com/contests to win a free home stair lift with expert installation from Access Elevator. Our friends at Access Elevator are taking care of our veterans on this Veterans Day. If you're a disabled veteran or know a disabled veteran, please tell them to go to WGNradio.com/contest that could use a home stair lift expertly installed by Access Elevator. Tell this veteran or that veteran to go to WGNradio.com/contest and enter to win a home stair lift expertly installed by our friends at Access Elevator. Will invite the winner to come down onto the show November 13th. The sweepstake ends on Sunday, November 7th at 11:59 p.m. So enter today. One more time, WGNradio.com/contest, 312-981-7200. We have 6 minutes left, Tom. So I want you to let our listeners know one specific nugget of knowledge that you want them to leave with here about your service department, about the financing opportunity that they could get, zero down, 2 years, 0% financing if they install it after March. What else would you like our listeners to know about Peerless Fence?
The other thing that we have to offer is if they are a do-it-yourself type person, they want to do it themselves, bring a copy of their survey into any one of our locations. They can sit down with one of our people in there, figure out exactly what they need material-wise, and we will sell them the material only if they were looking to do that.
So if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you could handle all of that, me, forget about it. Right. I would walk by and say, looks great on the ground. No shit. Unlike Stephen A. Leahy. Because Stephen put like four panels up and he thinks he's a fence installer now.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, because he went out and he goes to his wife. Hey, sweetheart, I'm going to put this fence up my front yard bank burn, and I got to go get this automatic leveler. Right? What did it cost you? $700 for the leveler?
No, it wasn't that much.
$400?
But then she had him pay in cash. So
yeah,
he didn't
then she paid him in cash. Yeah. Traded out
we
services.
Traded,
yes. Right, yeah.
That's also taxable.
I'm also French. I can install French now, sweetheart. Look at this, honey. Look what I did. Took him 9 hours, put up four panels. Looks great. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team, Tom, how do they reach you?
PeerlessFence.com or 630-584-7710.
Igor, if our listeners want to take advantage of your unbelievable expertise, especially in those bungalows, like our call, I forgot the lady from Oak Park's name.
Yep.
But those are amazingly beautiful homes. You've been in hundreds of them. Absolutely. I've driven by thousands of them. And when you get a chance to go in, they've got the archways with the rounded plaster, thick walls, just solidly built brick house. Just
beautiful floors.
Gorgeous floors.
And sometimes, David, we see inlays. You know,
inlays.
You're talking about things that you can't even do them today.
Craftsmanship.
This was
amazing.
Done by hand. No lasers. No, right. No, you know, fancy equipment. It was just guys that knew what they were doing would come in and inlay these beautiful walnut or cherry
just
inlays
by looking at it.
You know, and we sometimes will find them underneath layers of vinyl or layers of carpet. You name it. We've seen it all at this point. But you can't build those kind of houses.
Sacrilege, Steve. That's what they call it. That's what those old time on the West Siders call it. Yep. That's sacrilege. That's against the...
I love to see how excited Igor gets when he's the floors, those old floors.
Well, I'll tell you what. Those
not houses. As excited as the homeowner once we find
a little bit when he said inlay there too.
Right. Yeah, true. Actually, I was talking about the woman that called about her house because you get what's that? How thick is that? It's good. But I love the hardwood floors like everybody does.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what else those houses have? The dental tooth or whatever it's called.
Dental molding.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, the dental molding that's over 100 years old.
Crown molding. Yeah.
Crown molding that's gorgeous in those houses.
But how unbelievably impressive is a wood floor from 100 years ago that we can take, resand it, restore it,
look
maybe
like
a little
new
repair, whatever the case is, like we did with your floors.
Sure.
Maybe they weren't 100 years old, but you know, wood is such a recyclable product. I mean, we can do so much with it. We can sand it, repair it, refinish it, splice it.
Well, wait a minute, my home was built in the 60s.
Okay, well,
so that's 60 year old wood.
Yeah, and we made it look brand new.
Made it look brand new. 60 year old wood. Can you do that to Stephen A. Leahy? I mean, he's
I'm almost 60.
He's almost 60, and never mind. If our listeners, I'll leave it alone. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Igor, and your fine experts at Mr. Floor, how do they reach you guys?
They can give us a call directly at 847-674-7500. Visit us online at MrFloor.com. And David, please don't forget, WGN is the promo code to use when ordering our cleaning products online at MrFloor.com. It'll get you a nice little discount to try the product and see what all the excitement's about.
Yes, and it's great. It's a great product. Stephen A. Leahy, you started a firestorm here.
I know.
Holy smokes. Are you guys trying to tell everybody how to avoid taxes? What type of show is this? Is that what WGN has gone to? No. What this show told our listeners, Steve, is like if you're doing that and you aren't aware of the changes coming on, you're going to get a gigantic tax bill coming at the end of the year, at the end of next year, if all these changes go into place.
Well, we talked a little bit about this, and it's what people do wrong when they start their own business or they don't charge enough, right? So you got to charge more then. If you're going to pay taxes, and again, everything's taxable, all income is reportable, always report all your income, because otherwise you're just asking for trouble with the IRS. We help people planning. So if you're running your business, the best thing to do is to structure your business correctly and try to lower your tax bill. If you're fighting the IRS, we help people do that too. So go to WGNTaxman.com. You can find out how to get in touch with us. Love to help you. Again, not avoid taxes, but reduce your tax bill legally. That's what you should do.
All right. I appreciate everybody listening. Next week's show, same time, same bat time, same bat station.